Let's hear it. Yeah, let's hear it. You're glad I did, too, aren't you? Listen, let's start over. You said a lot of brothers and sisters think about this. No, they don't. They've never, never, never thought that this is bad. No, they never thought, they thought that there's something wrong. Of course. Of course there's something. They didn't think anything of this. And neither did I. Now you say, didn't anyone try to talk to me? Well, friends like him. How you've helped me. And David Wilkerson, well, I don't remember. This was 25 years ago. And if my old wine is this bad, what must the new wine have been? I don't know what I was doing with him. I wouldn't remember anyway. I don't know what he was trying to say. It may be as bad as him. I don't know. There's this also. Me and other Christians. You know that scripture, woe to him who's alone when he falls. Well, I know that scripture. You don't. I know that now. You don't know what that means. But why am I alone? Why is it that there is no fellowship between me and other Christians? Well, first of all, I gave up long ago. That was my sincere claim. But why? What was the trouble in the first place? Perhaps it was while insisting, perhaps they were trying to land me with grace. Now I doubt it. Now I doubt it. But it may have been. That may have been the case. Perhaps someone did somewhere. It had to have been way back. Perhaps someone did try. Perhaps someone knows. I have no way of dealing with it. No memory, no. I repeat what I said. I think if you showed this, they would murmur nice things instead of throw up. What do you think? Well, try it. Try it. Whoever.
I did show somebody, and they thought it was wonderful.
Yeah. I'm afraid that's what would happen. I am afraid that's what would happen.
I was going to do it myself. Thinking about giving a couple of churches.
But you know, it isn't right to do, really. Because then it's to their shame. You're just sticking pins in them. And even if you then try to argue and correct it, as I might have done 20, 25 years ago, tried to do for an argument, to learn some such thing. Let's hear some more which you find hard to believe. Because I do too. Not have been the word in the Bible. You never heard me say two words Did you ever discuss grace, any of you? Wait a minute. Listen, did any of you, just raise your hand, did you ever discuss grace a year ago and more with anybody? Well, then you're way ahead of me. Way ahead, right there. Because to you, the word existed. And that's way ahead of me.
I remember about 10 years ago, the brothers in New York found some brother's mom blower, ring mom blower. His whole teaching was based on grace, the grace of God. And they would all talk about the grace of God, and everybody in New York would like mock them and put them down. And I really don't know. That's all right. That's what I remember.
I just heard him on the radio on the way here.
And?
He does speak the grace of God.
You know something else that's even more appalling? All these subjects, many of the subjects anyway, dealing with God's grace, are in fact fairly accurately dealt with here. Everything around grace, but grace doesn't exist. That's more amazing. God's love is in here all over. And relying on Him. You see, God was, I guess we're all running out now. Let's get into Lord. Listen, God was revealing to me over some time. When I said, you know, back Jan 1, when I said He's restoring me too, I didn't know the tenth of it. I didn't know the tenth of it. Nevertheless, Gail has been made the Bible studies recently, all the Bible studies, and you can see how it's working toward grace in the subject around it. And I would even say, I don't know what the sessions are. I knew I didn't know what they were. God was bringing us to the real basis. I was telling righteousness comes from faith. Therefore, it's through faith, not from or by.
I have a question. When I was younger in Jesus, I would meet a lot of other Christians, and I would hear them talk about this exact thing about the grace of God. And even though they would tell me about it, and I'd say I understood it, it never really clicked until 2 months ago. So I think it was Jesus Himself revealing it to me personally at the time when He chose to.
All right, whenever you say that, you also have to come back to the other side. It's also my spirit pushing it out of you and saying, don't listen to that. How much of that was it? You know, there are ways, different ways to look at it.
I remember I used to read a lot of Charles Spurgeon when he talked about grace, and I would just think, well, it's 100 years later, Jesus has showed us more now, he's wrong. Now, here, I was thinking, well, he must be in error. You know, that's what I would think. Somehow, I would really wonder about what he said, you know, what he would say there. I thought, this is what we're learning.
How much is it? I could clamber and I could gallop and skip along in my merry way, and the brothers couldn't keep up with me. And it was my merry way. That is, in what I was doing wrong. Don't forget, also, Jesus used me a lot. In spite, but it was in spite. That isn't His grace, according to the Bible. What is? His kindness, you know. And His grace was extended to us while we were enemies. Now, we must really get into grace.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
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 Try this thing. There's something to this. Now, grace, faith, and spirit, small s, these three abide. But the greatest of these is grace. Small s. Small s. We'll have to get into that. Wine is treacherous. Now here's what happens. Let's take those three. Grace, faith, and spirit. There's a lot of... Are you paying attention?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of churches overboard on spirit matters. You now know of a church overboard on faith. There are, in fact, apparently... Recently, I have been inquiring that there are some overboard on grace to the extent that they claim they do away with baptism. You know, you can be lopsided anyway.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, those three exist. Grace, faith, and spirit. All of them are important. And they have to be in the right balance. And they certainly haven't been here. And therefore, I have no idea. I have no idea, in the light of the truth, I have no idea about other churches. You know, I have to say that? I have no idea. Because any way I would have looked at them would have been in error. Spirit had better not be the basis, because it's just an anything goes. Faith can't be the basis, because then it's hard work. Grace is the basis, not on the basis of work, but of grace. Grace must be the basis. Anyway, Romans 10, the zeal for God that is not enlightened, speaking of the Jews. I've heard it said, am I some sort of Old Testament character? Well, maybe something to that. Being ignorant of the righteousness that comes from God and seeking to establish their own. Now, that had to be true of me, to some extent. Partly the problem, ignorance, not enlightened, Samaritan, doing both at once. I began speaking about relying on Jesus. The big thing is you have to remove the phony relying on faith before you can actually rely on Jesus. How much are you relying on faith? See, in other words, here's another explanation. In some sense or other, I have a framework somehow that I can keep going. Does that make any sense? You don't have to. I wasn't seeing grace. Nevertheless, I could include enough of it in some sort of pseudo framework to keep going, enough to seem right. Got it? How can you rely on Jesus with some sort of vague, it's up to me feeling?
Yeah.
won a victory. Now, the double problem. Yanking grace out of Scripture, especially out of those three, grace, faith, and spirit. Yank grace out. You've done two things. There's two problems. First, you've changed. By removing grace, what's left is changed. But it's also damaged. You can't yank something out of something without damaging what's left. There are two things. There's a vacuum, and there's damage. You follow?
Yeah.
You can see that having happened. That is, violence is done to faith and spirit, too. And then, the actual wrong came in, which is relying on faith. To the point, I was right, saved by faith. By the way, that's in the summary. It's both. Twice, we are saved by faith. Don't you people ever check the Bible?